set, go!
48 race participants took off from the Mount Roberts Tram Building at 9 a.m. They continued up Franklin Street, took a right at 6th Street, a left onto Gold, followed Basin up to the trailhead of Mount Roberts, and kept running and running and running. The Mount Roberts tram race starts at sea level and ascends 3.5 miles to around 2,000 feet altitude. 33 minutes and 56 seconds after the race started, Anchorage resident Alan Spangler touched the cross, the race's finish line.
Nice job! Good job. And I'll take your tag.
26-year-old Spangler was in town with his girlfriend for the July 4th weekend. Shortly after hitting the trail, Spangler took the lead and felt pretty sure he could maintain it.
But you never know. It's a mountain race.
Coming in 2 minutes and 25 seconds later was JDHS cross-country runner Riley Moser. The 16-year-old had run the race twice before, but never broke the top three until Saturday. Moser says he's been practicing a lot for the upcoming cross-country season.
Putting on more miles lately, a lot more miles, and been doing a lot more mountains than I probably should be doing. Yeah, we're told not to run as many mountains and do more flats and speed.
24-year-old Gabe Wechter just started running a month ago, but says he's an avid skier and climber. The hardest part of the race for Wechter was not knowing how fast to go during the road portion.
Turns out I should have gone faster.
Anchorage resident Laura Fox was the first female runner to cross the finish line at 41 minutes and 19 seconds.
I've never been up here before, so I didn't know when it was going to stop.
The two youngest runners were 12-year-old Connor Norman and 11-year-old Aiden Hobson, who have run together in 10 races this year. Before Saturday's race began, Hobson explained what it's like to run with Norman.
He's normally kicking my butt, but...
At 54 minutes and 32 seconds, Hobson and Norman touched the cross at the same time.
What was the hardest part?
Everything. Yeah, whole entire thing.
Spangler and Fox will be added to the Mount Roberts Tram Run Trophy, but everyone who ran the race took home a free tram ride pass to use in the future. To get excited for redeeming this prize, the runners all took the tram down the mountain. The next race of the Southeast Roadrunners is the Governor's Cup on Saturday, July 13th. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.